The Cavs are in Cleveland tonight for a must-win Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Cleveland trails the Golden State Warriors 0-2 in the best-of-seven-game series. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Cavs face the pressure of winning tonight while still trying to shake off the dramatic ending to Game 1.
No team that lost the first three games of a series ever came back to win a series in the NBA. Not just in the finals, anytime best-of-seven, no team has ever done that.
Okay.
And I don't think watching the Cavs that we're going to see history making with this. Because you remember in 2016 when the Cavs won the title, they were the first team ever to come back from a 3-1 deficit.
Yeah, and they were down 0-2.
They were down 0-2. They won the third game, lost the fourth game, then flew out to Golden State and basically, you know, pulled one of the upsets of all time. Now the question will be, where are the Cavs at emotionally?
Yeah, because it's been quite a bit of a tumultuous time here in these finals so far.
Exactly, because especially LeBron James, who has seen so much, this is his 13th year of being in the postseason. And so LeBron knew that game they lost in overtime in the opener, sometimes it's like your best opportunity to win a game on the road against a team that is favored. Because a lot of times weird stuff happens in that first game. From the officials changing a call, this is like in the last 35 seconds, to J.R. Smith forgetting the score is tied, thinking the Cavaliers are up by a point. He's got the ball 5 seconds to go, and he's like dribbling in circles. Then the game ends. Now it's going to overtime. LeBron goes to the bench, and what did he do?
He asked the coach if we had any timeouts.
And the coach said?
We did.
Actually, Tyronn Lue, the coach, should be very thankful to J.R. Smith, because it took a lot of heat off of him. Because I think just like so many of us are staring at J.R. going, what is he doing? Well, the coach is doing the same thing, as opposed to the moment he started dribbling in a circle. It's just yell timeout. Even if you only get the ball with 2.5 seconds to go, it's still long enough to maybe get a shot off and win the game. All that there, and I really think in the second game, while the Cavs kept it close for a little while, that was hanging over them. Here is how hard it is to play in the postseason, the Warriors on their home floor. They lost in Game 7 in 2016 to the Cavaliers on their home floor. They have only lost one playoff game at home since. They're like 17-1. So, again, LeBron knew that.
Yeah.
So there was the opportunity to do it. They didn't. And then Game 2, it just kind of got away from them. So now it's Game 3 in Cleveland tonight.
And the Cavs have only lost one playoff game at home this season.
Yep, their first one. It's kind of like, do they have it in them to make one more big stand? Or is this it? Now, how will LeBron play? By the way, LeBron has gotten so beat up in this series.
It's unbelievable.
It just is. I mean, I was even talking to some guys that cover the Warriors, and one guy said to me, he goes, you know, until you watch LeBron, he goes, this guy takes a beating. I go, yeah, they hit him in the head all the time.
Yeah.
If you know, remember the one series, I think it was against Boston, he's fighting with a big Band-Aid on his forehead.
Yeah.
Now his eye is all red.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't count the sprained ankles and everything else he's played through. You know, this is now game number 103 in a row for him this season. 103. He's never played that many games in a single season. He hasn't missed one. So really, I think you're going to look at who's going to set the tone early for Cleveland, one way or the other. What's Tyronn Lue going to do? How's LeBron going to be feeling? How's J.R. Smith going to handle it? And what's going to be the mood of the fans, especially if Golden State gets up early? That's going to be interesting to see. I know this. Kevin Love talked about, we only lost one game at home. He goes, I get very fired up and fueled by these fans. I need to hear them.
Okay. It should be interesting tonight. Game 3 at home. Cavs Warriors. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports at WKSU.org. He talks about the Indians' dire need to fix their broken bullpen.